Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Shop Blinds.com right now and get up to 40% off select styles, plus a free professional measure and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 40% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Ah, can't you see it? A glistening 100-megawatt solar field begging to be built? It's photovoltaic modules and balance of system powering a renewable energy tomorrow that's squeaky clean? We know that unless you have the right supplier, that world might just be a fantasy. But here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We are now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
Hey guys, it's Jim Costa from Cash the Ticket. If you're betting the NFL playoffs, you need to be listening to Cash the Ticket. We're breaking down every single game, totals, and sides, all the way to the big game. Subscribe to Cash the Ticket on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
They've lost five straight games. It's not gone well. It's been a season to forget. And unfortunately, they're not going to be able to forget it because they have to rebuild it. And if you think it's just a little tinkering here and there, good luck to you. I don't know that that's the case. Maybe it is, but there will be changes in every aspect of the organization. You can be sure of that.
It seems closer to where the Chargers were a few years ago than just the simple tinker. It seems closer to a roster that is older and top heavy, and it kind of needs to be ripped down a bit. And we see where it goes from there. I don't want to trade Myles Garrett, Jeff. I don't want to do it. I don't want to trade Denzel Ward.
I don't either.
I don't want to do it.
I don't want Joel Bitonio to retire.
I don't want that either. But, boy, this is a rock and a hard place. I mean, it's just, there is no clean, easy way for this to turn around. And if anybody's got some clean, realistic, easier way for this to turn around. Because if you're going to call up and go, what, you just trade for Patrick Mahomes? Like,
I don't think we've had that call.
Well, you give it time. Give it time. Someone will want. Or the other direction. If your answer is to go get Aaron Rodgers, I'm running you. We're done. We're not playing that game either.
Yeah, he looks done.
He looks cooked. And he looks grumpy and cooked.
Last thing you would want to do to Kevin Stefanski, I'm assuming Kevin is here as the coach, is give him Aaron Rodgers.
Hi, do you want a really temperamental quarterback who looked at the offense that you were running in, it's something similar, in Green Bay and said, I don't want to do this, and so I'm just going to openly rebel for a season? Yay! Buckle in. This will be fun.
I put together some stuff a couple of weeks ago. There are more than a few options out there at quarterback.
Oh, boy.
No, well, we're going to, you know, that's what we do here. We'll go over those, but not now.
I was going to say, let me know, because I could pick up that old edition of Auto Trader, and we could go right to the back part of it and get really excited for that AMC that, you know, may still have a few more miles in it.
If you had an AMC Javelin right now, you'd be a rich man. Rodney's in Cleveland. Rodney.
How are you, Rodney?
Hey, man. What's going on, guys?
We're hanging
we're
in,
we're just
man.
Trying to make some sense out of what's been a non- not much sense of a season, right?
Try to make each other Matt, laugh, make you laugh as well, because we all need it today.
Hey, I got it. Now, I'm going to tell you this, a couple things I'm going to say. And first of all, I'm going to say this, Aaron Jubari, you know, he's got a guy with the scouting department, and then to him, and whatever he's telling them to go look for, we got to start with that. Number two is to load this roster. You got Miles talking about, I want to be on a winner. Well, you know what, Miles? Call your team meeting with all of your high-priced players, and y'all go in there and restructure your contracts so we can bring some people in. Let's start with that. And three, you know, this thing with the coaching and all this, I can go all the way back to Hugh Jackson being fired, Greg Williams coming in, and then they hired Freddie Kitchens, and the first thing he do was get rid of everybody. And that's the same thing Stefanski just did this past season. Why? I get Callahan, respect that. But everyone else, I just don't get it. So with this organization, man, I just think we all just breathe, take a step back. Let's let them do what they're going to do. We finally got a first-round pick. Let's give them a chance. If it don't work next season, blow it up. And that's what I'm going to say. And, hey, and enjoy the Cavs, man. We got something special.
Ooh, boy, do we.
All right, Rodney. Thank you very much.
All right, here's the only thing that I have on that call. I want all of you to put yourselves in the position of Myles Garrett. And I want all of you to think to yourself, okay, somebody just said that I should go to the organization and restructure my contract to give money back and see how well that would go over in your house.
He would still get paid, and he would still get paid every dime. But NFL contracts get restructured all the time to help the team.
Are you giving money back?
I didn't say you had to give money back. I said
that's what he just said.
Okay, well, that doesn't happen.
Yeah.
But you can restructure and take it in the form of a signing bonus and things like that to make it easier for the team.
Hey, man, I'm here for all the cap gymnastics that you are more than willing to play. I'm just going to point out the fact that telling people to give money back in any business does not go over well.
They won't do that. Not to a guy like Myles Garrett. There will be other guys that say, hey, if you want to be here, great. You got to take a pay cut. You don't? Okay, thanks. Then you'll be on your way.
Right.
That will happen. But they're not going to ask Myles to give money back.
Yeah.
Jimmy's in Denver. Jimmy.
All right, Jimmy.
Gentlemen, good morning.
I'm well.
Hey, listen, well.
Jimmy didn't ask how you are.
I know. I'm so used to responding the same way.
I want to say this, though. I listen to you guys all the time. The sports talk radio here in the Mile High City is dreck compared to back home in Cleveland. And thanks to modern technology, I'm able to listen to you guys every day. And so if no one says it, you guys do an amazing job, and I truly appreciate you. And just wanted to say, you know, happy Thanksgiving, happy holidays, all the things, and appreciate you guys for what you do. Really.
Thanks, Jimmy. Nice
it's
to
really
be
kind,
say.
Man. Thank nice you.
Be
very,
and a very happy holiday
well
to you
deserved.
And family as well.
So I listen daily, okay, and I'll get my couple points out here as far as my two cents. I know that everyone wants to call in and play GM, coach, and owner and whatnot, but here was my take kind of going back that I've been really disappointed with this team. Now, I've been on this planet since 1971. I can honestly tell you I was one of the handful of people that truthfully were at the double overtime victory game against the Jets. I was at the drive. I never thought I'd be living in a city where the donkeys reside, having broke my heart three times in dramatic fashion through my teenage years, but here I am living the dream.
There you go.
There
you go.
But when Haslam came aboard, right, my first thought was, wow, okay, here's a guy who is a minority owner in the Pittsburgh Steelers, a team we hate, but a team that we look at and say is in the conversation year in and year out. Now, I didn't have to look this up. I know that in my lifetime, they've had three head coaches, right? That puts me at 53 years old. They've had three head coaches. I think the Browns have done that in an afternoon once or twice. I had to go and look it up. They've had seven GMs in my lifetime as well. So you guys were asking the question earlier, can the GM coexist with the coach if the coach is already here, vice versa, and what does that look like? And here's the model where he came from an organization, and as a businessman who owns Flying J and all the other different things, I would think that he would copy a very successful business model and want to make that relevant where he comes as an owner. And it hasn't happened yet. And just for me, for my two cents, I think Kevin Stefanski, for my eyeball test, is the best coach we've had since Marty Schottenheimer. And Lord knows we've had our run of them. So I don't think Stefanski is the problem. I just have a problem with the football guys in the background in the office there. If you have an Ivy League degree hanging on your wall, I want you running my nonprofit organization. I don't want you picking my football players. I want like a John Lynch. I want an Ozzie Newsome. I want someone in the background who doesn't miss, who puts consistency out there year in and year out. so that you're competitive. The other thing I looked at while I was on hold is Steelers records going back through my lifetime. They've had a couple of 5-win and 6-win seasons, but consistently they are at 10, 11, 12, and we all know their track record.
Tomlin hasn't had a losing season. He's been there 18 years.
I mean, guys, watching Hard Knocks the other night, I caught up because who could watch the second half of that game? So I was like, okay, I'm 2 episodes behind. It's been the holidays. So I watched that, and there's you watch Tomlin and Harbaugh come to midfield and their interviews and whatnot, and the number of times that they've coached against each other, this isn't about tearing it down every couple of years because you can't get it right. This is about getting the consistency in place so that when you're watching Hard Knocks 20 years from now, it's Kevin Stefanski talking to these guys and whatnot. I think that the decisions being made and from Jimmy Haslam to Andrew Berry, those are the people that have to go. If your last name begins with D, Podesto, I think you have to go. If it begins with Berry, I think you have to go. I think heads have to roll for the debacle with number 4, no doubt. But I really, really think if you get football guys in there and you preach this consistency and just let Stefanski do his job, he is an upper echelon coach, in my opinion. That's what we're looking for. That's how you fix this team. Short term, you guys were talking about quarterbacks. I think it's Cousins. Bring him in as the bridge. Maybe draft Quinn Ewers. I don't know.
All right, Jimmy. Thank you very much for calling from Denver, and we appreciate you listening out there. There are a lot of quarterback options that nobody's going to like.
No.
And you're going to have to evaluate. You're going to in the last break. Okay. Dan threw out a name.
You're good.
You're not going to like the name.
I did not want to say this on the air. All right, let's throw it out there.
Well, this is just the type of stuff that you're going to have to think about if you're the person running the Browns. And right now, that's Andrew Berry.
Jimmy G do anything for you?
No. Jimmy Garoppolo. No, yeah. He doesn't.
The one.
And then
thing...
I follow that up with, does Carson Wentz do anything for you?
I think I'd rather have Jimmy G.
I think I'd rather have Carson Wentz. However, that's the type of thing that could happen here. Okay, even if you draft a quarterback and you're going to be in position to draft a quarterback, you better evaluate him properly if you're going to draft one. But you know, we've seen around the league in numerous cases, quarterbacks getting their opportunity, second or third team, and doing a pretty nice job. And they could find one of those easily. I mean, you can easily go get one of those guys, and maybe he becomes something. You know, maybe Carson Wentz goes somewhere. Maybe he goes to Tennessee and he's pretty good. Remember, Ryan Tannehill was pretty solid in Tennessee for a while after Miami moved on.
But that was also, I mean, this.
But you know what I mean. I don't mean.
Yeah. Well, I get what you mean.
Veterans who are going to be available who will end up being fairly good for somebody next year and beyond.
And I
find one.
Yeah, and I would take the Ryan Tannehill type of situation because Ryan Tannehill found himself in a situation with a head coach in Mike Vrabel and an offensive coordinator in Arthur Smith, and Arthur Smith sat there and said, here's what you're going to do on this play. You are going to turn around and hand the ball to Derrick Henry. On the next play, you're going to fake that. You're going to look over to the left. You're going to look center, and if left and center are not there, you are going to throw the ball away. And that's the kind of situation you are going to have to find yourself in to find one of those guys. It's what Kevin O'Connell is doing to Sam Darnold. It's the fact that he is playing point-and-shoot football. The head coach is playing quarterback. You are going to throw here. You are going to throw here. And if those two are not open, you will get rid of the ball ASAP. You will not hold on to the ball longer than 3 seconds. And if you do, we will find someone else who won't.
In other words, playing quarterback.
Exactly.
Let's not overthink this. They're playing quarterback.
But I'm watching DTR hold the ball longer than 3 seconds. I'm watching Kyler Murray hold on to the ball longer than 3 seconds. I'm watching quarterbacks who are struggling because they're trying to make things happen in the backfield holding the ball longer than 3 seconds.
Deshaun Watson.
That is the Kubiak, Shanahan, Stefanski offense. Is it, you will go here, you will throw it here, you will throw it here, and if that's not the case, you will get rid of it. Because we're not taking sacks and we're not throwing picks.
Yeah, that getting rid of it part's been an issue. 216-474-0092. You're 3-13, folks. What do you want to see happen here? I mean, this is big picture stuff right now. We're not looking at a game. They lost 20-3 to the Dolphins. So what? It's big picture stuff here on Baskin and Phelps.